Hello, my name is Nancy Rupert, and I'm the current president of the National Association of Professors of Middle Level Education. I'm having a conversation with Will Weidlich, the newest executive director of the newly formed Association of Middle Level Education. He is sharing with us his initial thoughts as our executive director, his vision for AMLE, and how we as professors can help him with that vision. It is a pleasure to have Dr. Weidlich join us. Dr. Weidlich, welcome. Please share with us your initial thoughts of what you're seeing right now, your vision, and how we as professors can work with you.
Well, what am I seeing right now? I'm finding a lot of passionate people that are dedicated to the middle-level education, whether it's phone conversations with stakeholders all over the country or around the world. I've had a couple international calls, and the passion for the middle-level education and its philosophy is high, and it's very engaging and encouraging. That's exciting coming in as a new executive director to have the folks that you're working with, both internally and externally, highly passionate and highly motivated for the cause that you're working on. So that's been extremely exciting to be a part of that and having those conversations with folks. I'll have some more of those, and I'm sure I'll continue to have that level of passion and excitement from the field.
Thank you. And could you share with us perhaps a little bit about your vision?
Sure. I'm coming at a time that is filled with opportunity, I'll call it that way, because a lot of things are happening almost at the same time. Let me describe a few of those things, and then I'll put the vision together. One thing is the name change of the organization from the National Middle School Association to the Association for Middle Level Education. What a great opportunity to have another chance to publicly tell our story and tell how our mission and philosophy is being exemplified around the country. We are working through a process right now of how that announcement's coming out, the process of changing over the labeling and the branding of products and materials. And that whole process is exciting because we have another chance to reintroduce some folks potentially to middle-level education and to the middle-grade school philosophy. And so that's been exciting, and being here at exactly that time when that name change is happening. Additionally, we're at a time when education at both the federal and the state level is getting some attention. And it gets attention all the time, but I think we're at a time where the attention is going to be where we're positioned to be a crucial part of that. And what I mean by that is that whether it's federal reauthorization bills or the budget bills or state government budget bills, I know it's a tough time in some places. It's a great opportunity for folks to continue their work in middle-level education philosophy, especially as it relates to increasing student achievement and college readiness and career readiness and some of the, I'll call it buzzwords of the time, if you want to call it that, and how middle grade education and middle grade educators are helping us achieve those goals, whether it's academic achievement, college readiness, career readiness, and the middle level educators that are trained, obviously, by your cohorts, ready and able to challenge and be ready for that challenge in their states and schools. As far as a vision for some of my role here, I think there's four parts that I believe are critical in my job in the first year. I'll describe the first one as people coming first, meaning that the people that work for the organization here in Ohio and the people that work for the organization around the country as presenters and speakers and evaluators and others that work for the organization. We need to continue our strong relationships with everybody that's involved, but additionally, we need to continue to find ways to provide additional tools, training, leadership, professional development, those kinds of things, so that people are our mission and people are part of our product. And so having the sufficient quantity of people that are well-trained and ready to take on these opportunities needs to be out there, whether it's staff, volunteers, teachers, administrators, college professors, etc. Second, we'll need to work on, again, with the opportunity with the name change, be able to emphasize the mission, being able to reintroduce this we believe, be able to reintroduce the mission statement, being able to reintroduce a lot of the components that have been a part of the organization for years. And this will give us a chance to essentially remind folks of our mission and remind folks and hopefully attract new folks to that mission. Third, I would say is we need to, as an organization, continue to develop and strengthen our vision of customer service, and I'm going to describe customer service more broadly, meaning not just, you know, taking care of the customer directly, but also are we offering priority programs? Are these priority programs using quality educational content and methodology? And are we managing the relationship with the customers so that it's a partnership, so that we're both successful in the long term? And finally, I would say a challenge for me or a vision for me for the first year is how can we become the brand? When I say the brand, how can we make it feel so that the Association for Middle-Level Education is a part of the culture, whether it's a phone call, a shipment, an email, an encounter, not just by staff, but are by our members and others that work for the organization. And so how can we define who we are and what we are and create that compelling vision that we already have, but how can we manage and expand and provide additional opportunities and messaging, whether it's advocacy or leadership development or professional development for teachers and others. So I think I'd summarize that there's four areas of focus for me. People coming first, focusing on the mission with the new name, developing a broader vision of customer service, and finally, how do we continue to be the brand of the organization?
Yeah, with middle-level education, I think those are great. And I think the tools that are available to us with the This We Believe and the middle school website, the national forum, NASSP, our other constituents, AERA, bringing all these people together is one of the things I see as part of where people come first and how can we begin to advocate for one another with a common voice. So I can appreciate what you're talking about when we're branding ourselves as part of our culture, that we can all come together as far as pulling these ideas together. And so I guess my third question would be, how can we help you in your new role as professors of middle-level education?
I think you could help me and the organization and middle-level education by being one of those, continuing to be one of those passionate supporters, but even maybe more specifically, how can you provide that input that's needed at various points along the path here, whether it's the impact that we might need on a research basis? Can we document some of the accomplishments that we talk about regularly, or whether it can we show the advantages of the different techniques, and how can we better communicate that to both lay public, parents, etc., but also to our elected officials. I would also say it would be, how can we find common measures of success? And maybe you can help me with that as a group. How can we identify what success looks like so that when in 2015 or whatever year we want to pick, we're there and we say, yes, we have accomplished this part of our vision. How are we going to measure success? Is it some kind of numbering count? Is it a usage? Is it dollars? There's lots of different tools that we use to measure success of achieving a mission or achieving a goal. But finding some of those good ones and being able to document that measure would be one that I think your group could help me with. And third, I would say, is identifying any of those key strategic partners that can help us combine those two things. So how can we provide the input that the needs of the organization, measure our progress, and who is it that can help us get to that accomplishment? I've described to some of the staff at times here and to others is, you know, if every school in the country that are part of middle-level education has adopted this We Believe philosophy and implementing those techniques, that would be, in my opinion, a tremendous success. But how would we ever know that, for one thing? How is it that we can identify all the stakeholders that can help us identify how to get there and measure that progress and see who all of those stakeholders are? Because the success, I think, is in the ability for our mission and vision to be realized in local schools. And their definition of success is obviously young adolescents that are much better prepared for the rest of their life than they were if they were not following this model.
Great. Well, what I hope is that we can help tell the story, that we can help share the story, and that we can be a part of helping you identify what those measurable outcomes are and really put some thought together as far as professors of middle-level education coming together on a common role for a common purpose. and to serve the Association of Middle Level Education. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes and being able to talk with us today, Will. And is there anything else you'd like me to share?
I would share with the group that if they have the opportunity and would like to share with me thoughts around some of the comments I just made or other goals that they see for the association or for me, and how they see the two of us working together, whoever the two of us are, the individual, the organization, or other stakeholders, I'd be happy for them to share with me on email or by phone their thoughts related to that. I think it's critical that everybody share their part of the vision and be able to articulate what part of this vision they're going to be able to help us with. I believe that the more folks that share that consistently, whether it is with me or with others, I think will make us more successful. So I'd be interested in having any of your members willing to share anything related to that. Many have already. My reading list is getting long, but that's okay. I'd be happy to add to that list at any time.
We look forward to working with you. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.